everyone. Thanks for joining us today for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and we've been delving into this topic of obedience. And today I'm going to share 6 steps on how to be more obedient. So obedience is obviously something that is learned. Human nature many times is to do whatever we want, when we want it, rather than following a guideline or a rule. However, God has given us commandments that aren't always popular in today's society. And so we need to be obedient to those laws and commandments and rules, even though human nature may be leading us the other direction. Well, obedience to God remains the same, no matter what's going on in the world. And as we put obedience first in our daily lives, we can maintain our faith and work on our patience, and also increase our love. So here are 6 steps to increase obedience. The first one is do one selfless thing daily, or even more. You can increase that. Start sacrificing little wishes, and instead think of others. And if we want to do something, we should take it as a duty, and we should perform likewise. I want you to think today about one selfless thing, just one simple selfless thing that you can do today for somebody else instead of focusing on your own needs or wants. The next one is do what is asked of you. So don't be trampled over, obviously, but be willing to help, especially when asked. Be eager to help. Don't complain about it. And have a positive attitude and a smile when somebody asks you to do something. The next one is to think of yourself differently. Think of yourself as a human worker. Care about others and their needs. And pray for help to do actions even when your heart isn't in it. Your heart will eventually follow. Have you ever done that before? I can think of one job in particular that I don't think anyone loves, and that is cleaning the chapel. Have you ever had that experience before where you're assigned to help clean your building? It is like one of those callings that it's like pulling teeth to get anyone to come and help you. And it's not the way you want to spend your Saturday morning. When you go, you know, I can think of a few times in particular when I have just not wanted to go at all. And then once I'm there, the work goes a lot faster. It's interesting because the other people who are there with you, inevitably, I learn something new about the person that I'm cleaning alongside. Maybe I didn't know them that well, and I get to know them a little bit more. I see different sides of people, and the work goes a lot faster than you think. And before you know it, it's done. This next one, this tip for being more obedient, is to remember that your parents sacrificed a lot for you and make it your duty to serve them. Help your parents with their yard work. Make or bring them dinner, call them up, and only talk about what's going on in their lives. That, I can imagine, would be really difficult because you want to talk about your life with your parents, right? They're your mom and your dad, and you rely on their guidance and their help a lot. But instead, talk about them and their lives and just see what happens and find a way to serve them, an unexpected way to serve them. The next one is remember that being obedient will never harm you, whereas being disobedient will. I've said this before on this program, but there is great power and comfort in simply following the rules sometimes. And it offers a lot of protection and things that you, you know, maybe would have to worry about if you were not obedient. They're not even concerns when you're obedient, and that there's a lot of protection in that. And this last one is remember it's a process and that obedience comes gradually. So a little practice of sacrificing every day will lead you on your path to a happier and more obedient life. Well, Ezra Taft Benson said, "The great test of life is obedience to God." When's the last time you thought of it that way? Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.